Kujir, Olkhan Island, Lake Baikal, the Holy Russian Empire. A nurse interrupts our interview to make sure Maria Zhuganova takes her prenatal vitamins. Maria is 4 months pregnant. This will be her 8th child. My only regret was that I couldn't remain in the army for the liberation of our former republics. We'd purged the motherland of the undead filth, and now it was time to carry the war beyond our borders. I wish I could have been there the day we formally reabsorbed Belarus back into the empire. They say it will be the Ukraine soon, and after that, who knows? I wish I could still have been a participant, but I had other duties. Gently, she pats her womb. I don't know how many clinics like this there are throughout the Rodnina. Not enough, I'm sure. So few of us, young, fertile women who didn't succumb to drugs or AIDS or the stink of the living dead. Our leader says that the greatest weapon a Russian woman can wield now is her uterus. If that means not knowing my children's fathers, or... Her eyes momentarily hit the floor. My children, so be it. I serve the motherland, and I serve with all my heart. She catches my eye. You're wondering how this existence can be reconciled with our new fundamentalist state? Well, stop wondering. It can't. All that religious dogma, that's for the masses. Give them their opium and keep them pacified. I don't think anyone in the leadership or even the church really believes what they're preaching. Maybe one man. Old Father Rishkov, before they chucked him out into the wilderness. He had nothing left to offer, unlike me. I've got at least a few more children to give the motherland. That's why I'm treated so well, allowed to speak so freely. Maria glances at the one-way glass behind me. What are they going to do to me? By the time I've exhausted my usefulness, I will have already outlived the average woman. She presents the glass with an extremely rude finger gesture. And besides, they want you to hear this. That is why they've let you into our country, to hear our stories, to ask your questions. You're being used too, you know. Your mission is to tell your world of ours, to make them see what will happen if anyone ever tries to fuck with us. The war drove us back to our roots, made us remember what it means to be Russian. We are strong again, we are feared again, and to Russians, that only means one thing. We are finally safe again. For the first time in almost 100 years, we can finally warm ourselves in the protective fist of a Caesar. And I'm sure you know the word for Caesar in Russian.